Random House Audio presents Ladies' Man by Suzanne Brockman, read for you by Kata Mazur. Chapter 1. Ellen Lane knew it was a mistake to leave the house without a book, but her Uncle Bob had insisted there wouldn't be a single moment of downtime all evening. A quick trip in the limo to Kennedy Airport, intercept Great Aunt Alma as she began her 3-hour stopover before her flight to London, dinner at one of the airport restaurants, then back home after tucking Alma safely on the red eye to England. They would watch the tape of last night's show on the VCR in the stretch limousine, he'd told her, and even though Ellen had already watched her legendary uncle's late-night talk show when it aired, she knew he wouldn't appreciate her reading while his face was on the screen. Bob Osborne, the king of late-night television, was good at an awful lot of things, but being ignored wasn't on the list. So now here she was, in Kennedy Airport, waiting for a flight from Chicago that had been delayed for an hour with nothing whatsoever to read. It was something of a fluke that they were even here. Bob was supposed to be in Boston preparing for next week's broadcast of his show from Faneuil Hall, and Ellen had an acting class that usually ran from 6 to 9, so Bob had made arrangements for someone else to meet Alma's plane. But then, her acting coach had gotten cast in a local film, and the class had been canceled, and Bob had been called back to New York this afternoon for a meeting with his network's executives, so here they were. And Ellen was here without a book. Bob was happy as a little clam, interrogating the security guards who x-rayed the carry-on luggage and ran metal detectors over people who set the walk-through gates abuzz. His team of bodyguards, who doubled as both built-in audience and straight men,